Running a small town can be tricky. Everyone knows everyone, and conflicts of interest easily arise as people move from public service to public employment, and back again sometimes. As KSTK's June Leffler reports, Wrangell's city manager's recent decision to hire a sitting assembly member raised eyebrows.
Roland Howe was recently tapped to be the director of public works. The job pays $80,000 a year and has good benefits. When Howe applied, he was an elected member of the assembly. What does that mean? Well, the city manager hires senior city employees, and she serves at the will of the assembly. Imagine being interviewed by one of your employees for a job where they'd be your boss. City manager Lisa Von Bargen understands the weird optics, but she checked with the city's attorney.
And there was nothing that precluded him as a seated assembly member at that time from applying.
Those in the know say this type of thing happens all the time.
When it comes especially to small communities across Alaska, we have community members who are wearing multiple hats.
Niels Andreasen is the executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, which advises local governments on sticky issues like these.
I think a good best practice is to be just upfront about what that conflict of interest is.
The matter didn't stick right with one assembly member. David Powell voted against the deal.
I consider Mr. Howell a friend, but this is not about him being a friend or him about getting this job. This is about our code.
So what does Wrangell's code say? An elected official can take a city job if he or she receives a waiver from the assembly and then resigns. That's what happened. The vote was 4-1 with only Powell against it. Local governments like Wrangell write their own rules. They can be just as strict or relaxed as they want. That's because Alaska is a home rule state where the state has little influence on how a city governs itself. In fact, until this year, Wrangell's rule was a lot stricter. Assembly member Julie Decker explains.
We've had multiple occasions where good assembly members had to step down from serving on the assembly because their grandson wanted to work at the movie theater, a part-time job, or their daughter wanted to be a lifeguard at the pool, where we can't even get enough lifeguards to apply.
But the city's policy against nepotism was loosened after a mayor's son-in-law brought up the issue. He had a job offer with Parks and Recreation that was retracted due to his relationship with the mayor. That's when the assembly changed some rules. Wrangell School District made a similar move this year, though with less public scrutiny. Georgiana Bueller served as the school board president. She left her seat to apply for and be hired as the district's business manager. The district says the hire didn't conflict with its own rules. And it seems the city's deal wasn't unusual in a town of plus 2,000 people. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.